In lesson three, we stated two golden rules in chemistry. Here is a third. Where ions go, water follows.
Hi, I'm Kim. Welcome to your annual timekeeping refresher training. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get into the details, I want to show you a few things that will help you navigate this training.
Welcome to the Stanford University Online Interactive Course on Business-to-Consumer Commerce. In this module, you'll explore business-to-consumer commerce. You will learn about the first wave of business-to-consumer commerce that led to the dot-com explosion, the subsequent dot-com implosion, and the aftermath of the dot-com bust.
The age of technology is exciting. We have access to more data than ever before. We have cool platforms and systems to work with. Yay!
Drug metabolism mostly occurs in the liver, although other organs like the gastrointestinal tract, kidneys, and lungs also have significant metabolic capacity.
Most importantly, we discussed how the adoption of a commercial awareness mindset is a necessary and fundamental characteristic of our future success.
Welcome to the Principles of Computed Tomography Learning Program. Although CT imaging technologies have evolved dramatically since the first machines were introduced in the 1970s, they are all based on the same basic scientific principles. CT is a diagnostic imaging technique that employs X-rays to obtain cross-sectional images of the body. By the end of this section, you will be able to outline the principles of CT, as well as the different types of CT and their associated protocols. This video focuses on how to measure distances. Distances can be measured using a tape measure, a digital measuring wheel or digiwheel measuring device, a pedometer, or pacing. For convenience and for long distances, it is often easiest to learn what the length of your pace is and practice using pacing to get consistent measurements. One pace is defined as two steps, or the distance 1 foot travels from the point it leaves the ground until it touches the ground again. Throughout the inclusivity assessment tool, you will use your pace to measure long distances. For example, when asked to measure the distance from the parking to the entrance, you will pace it out and compute how many feet it is based on your pace.